gathered as God's people and as heirs of an eternal inheritance, let us pray for the whole church and for all who hear the name of Jesus, who is our light and our salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all, watch over our nation and grant your divine favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the president-elect, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve all those in their care according to your holy will, that they may live in peace and safety. Save us from pestilence and plague, for unseasonable weather, and the dangers that are ever present in our lives. Grant us your blessing as one calendar year closes and another begins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give a special measure of blessing to those with special needs. Especially we remember the sick, the shut-in, those dealing with depression, those who sorrow, and others known to us who at this time are in need of prayer. Lord, especially today we uplift those we name now, Kai, Haley, Dylan, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Chris and her family, Carla, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, Bob, Lou, Maggie, Gary, Janine, Kathy, Audrey, Dottie, Steve, Tim, Terry, Marie, Ruth, Steve, Catherine, Cheryl, the Motlock family and for their dog Bailey, and also Kathy D. Young. Help us to be people who bless, encourage, and strengthen all those in our circles of relationship and beyond. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.